please will you be up standing and welcome Hannah Tarbuck as she comes to share the talk this morning.
Hello. Thanks for being so kind, guys. You can take a seat. Well, I do want to just remind the children, this is TCC at the Movies, so don't worry, we're going to watch a film clip. Now, has any of the kids, have you seen The Incredibles? Okay, who's your favourite Incredible? Dash? I like Violet because I think she's awesome. Well, we're going to watch a quick movie clip now, and it's about Dash and Violet escaping from something chasing them. So enjoy the clip, and then I'll speak to you a little bit about it afterwards. Thanks. How awesome was Violet protecting them at the end then? I'm pretty sure, unless I'm wrong, this is when she first finds out that she can do this force field thing. She's not known what she could do for ages, and it's epic. Anyway, if you've not seen Incredibles, I would recommend it for children and adults alike. It's fantastic. Yeah, you know, superheroes, they're not often prepared. They might try and prepare, but this morning, I want to speak to you about the unprepared hero. And actually, I think a lot of people in here are unprepared heroes, and you just don't necessarily know that you are. So do you not think that sometimes, often in life, we go through things and we're just so unprepared for it. We never thought it would happen. We never expected it to happen to us. We never saw it coming. And you just kind of get thrown into the deep end, and you just feel so unprepared. Has anybody felt like that? If you haven't felt like that, I'm sure that sometime you will, whether that's to do with your family life, marriage, maybe being made redundant, you weren't expecting it, financial problems, maybe death in the family, so many different things we face and we weren't always expecting them and we were unprepared for them. And life is full of that kind of thing. And I was actually away on like a mini break with my family the other week, and we had loads of clothes. They were all dirty because the kids, I don't know, maybe they roll around in mud, but everything. I packed a massive suitcase and we basically ran out of clothes. So whilst we were there, I thought, right, we better go and get this all washed. So I thought, right, well, I'll go round to this laundrette. I've never been to it before because usually I just pack so much that I never have to do any kind of washing right. When you're on holiday, I mean, who wants to do that? You just want to like have 5 million loads when you get home instead. But I thought, I'll go and do a load. So I got in the car with the basket of clothes and went over to the laundrette. Got opened it, oh, right, this is quite easy. I can figure it out. Shoved the clothes in, poured like the washing juice thing on it. And then I went to set it on, and then it was like, oh, it costs money. Oh, well, clearly I've never been to a laundrette because they do cost money. So I was like, oh, I've got no money. So I had to leave my washing with the washing juice in the thing, because obviously I can't pull it out, and drive back to the house. So I drove back and ran in, and I was like, oh, sorry, I'm just running in. I forgot my money. Went to the side, grabbed a pound. Exactly. Got back in the car, drove back over to the laundrette, got my pound, and then I was like, it's not a pound. What made me think it was a pound? It was £4, and not just £4, it was a 2-pound coin, and 2 £1 is how you had to pay for this laundrette. So I was like, I've got a pound, what's wrong with me? So then I went in the car, I was searching the car, clearly no money in the car, unless someone else had put it there, because we don't ever carry cash. So then I had to get back in the car, drive back again. I was fuming. I'm not going to lie. I was just like, why am I doing this? I didn't even want to do this in the first place. I did it to be kind. To be honest, I did it to have a break from the kids, to go to the laundrette. Sorry, kids. That's basically why I did it. I got in the house. I was searching everywhere. In fact, that's a lie because Ben's here and he'll know. I said, Ben, you're going to have to find some money in here because the clothes are at the laundrette in the thing. I took a pound. It's not a pound. They're soaking in the washing stuff. It's not working. So anyway, he found the right change thanks to our fantastic parents who had some change in there. We have replaced it, by the way. And Ben got in the car with his £4, drove over to the laundrette where the clothes were already in with the washing things on. He just popped the money in, turned it on, and he came straight back. What's the moral of this story? Do you know what? Actually, God was speaking to me as this was happening. And I say God was speaking to me because I've been really trying to listen to him, and I've really been learning how he speaks to me. And I would encourage you to do that, because that's something that I've been journeying through myself. But he was speaking to me as it was happening, and he said to me, "You're so unprepared, and this is what life is like." And I was like, okay. So this washing was done, but only because I was so unprepared, going back and forth, that I could prepare Ben. When you go there, the clothes are in, it's £4, you just have to put it in and start the machine. So all my unpreparation helped Ben to be prepared. All that to say, we are unprepared so that we can help people prepare. And I honestly think the way that we do that is by sharing our lives and sharing our life experience. I know in this room there's a lot of people who have been through a lot of things, good and bad, but a lot of hard things. Some I know about, but actually most I don't know about. And if we don't share our lives and share our experiences with other people, how can we ever use our lack of preparation to help people in their preparation? So whether that is a trial, a struggle, pain, upset, a bad decision, if we don't share that with other people, then how can we ever prepare people for when they face that? Because our biggest failures can be the key to unlocking someone's greatest success in their life. And I just want to say that sharing experience is not about sharing your shame or sharing your guilt, because actually that should never be what it's about. I'm so ashamed that I did this. I feel so guilt, like filled with guilt, heavy with guilt that I did this. But actually, when we share our experiences, it should be about sharing about the grace and redemption and love that God has given to us, despite this that I went through, despite this pain that I experienced, despite this poor decision that I made. Look at where I am now, and look what God has done through me. And I encourage you to share your experiences from that angle and not from the shame that maybe you feel for doing it or going through it, but actually to see how you have been redeemed and restored and how God can now use you. Because the things that are our hardest struggles, like I said before, the things that were meant for bad for us, actually God can always turn into good for other people. And if we just hold those experiences and we hold that to ourselves, how can we ever be used in the way that God wants us to be used? For example, if you had a job, let's say, and it's like job review day, you don't really know, like everyone's scheduled in, you don't know what you're going into, it's like you're going in blind. And the person, you know, they like to throw a few curveballs at boss, and you get called in, you're first up, you go on in, and they're like throwing all these things at you, you didn't expect them. You didn't know it was going to happen. Some things you have a bit of a context to because of the job you do, but actually no, I had no idea they were going to ask you to answer these kind of questions or do this kind of thing. And as you leave, your colleague, not just your colleague, your friend, who you love. My friend's here today, and we used to work together, and we're just like, this is 100% what we would have done. That after the review, we come out, and you can either just be like, have a good time, and walk off. Or you would be like, if you were a friend and if you wanted to see them succeed, you'd be like giving the quickest bullet points ever of all time. They're going to ask you to talk about finance, and they want to know what you've done with this, and they also want to know where this is up to. Okay, have a good time, go. And you'd do that, wouldn't you? I think you would. If you were caring and you were kind, you would want to brief people on what to expect. But sometimes in life, we just think that because of the pain we've felt and the struggle we've been through and the guilt that we still carry, even though God doesn't want us to carry guilt and shame for what we've done, we just walk around and we keep it to ourselves. And the people that need us to share, we never share with. So they also go unprepared into the things that we could have helped them in preparation of. I just want to read quickly to you from Psalm 107, and it's verses 1 to 3, and it says, let me just have a quick drink. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from the east and west and the north and south. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. If you have been redeemed by God, If you are here to tell the story today of how he took the darkest parts of your life and brought light into them and transformed them, tell your story. Not because it looks good on you, or not because you feel like you want to reveal all your secrets, but because God, it points to God and how he has transformed your life. And that is what our story should always be about. Sharing our redemption in Christ can lead others to experiencing that same freedom and feeling complete. And I was thinking about in the Bible, maybe an example of this, like a real extreme example. Or maybe it's not an extreme example, actually, for some of our lives in here. But King David, in Psalm 32, you can read that in your own time. I'm not going to read it all to you. But he's basically thanking God for how he's been set free and forgiven for all the things that he's done, and a bit of a context to what he's done, maybe just one little part. I think we actually spoke about in a recent gathering was that King David, his friends had gone off to war. He fancied his friend's wife. They slept together. She got pregnant, and he got his friend killed. Okay? That seems like far out, but actually, we can have things like that that have gone on in our lives. And that's what happens. That's something he was upset about. It was a bad decision that he made. Like, we all make bad decisions, right? There's different scales of it, but we all do it. And from that bad decision that he made, there was born a baby. That baby was eventually King Solomon. And you know, King Solomon is known as a wise king. I want to encourage you that from the bad decisions, from the struggles, from the hard things we do, and the regrets we make and the regrets we have, if we pass on our unpreparation and if we help people to feel prepared for what they might go into, God can call those who come after us and those who follow us wise, because they have been given the knowledge and the understanding for what they go into to make better decisions. And you know what? I feel like I am an example of that. People, when I was younger, would often tell me about, when you come up against this, this is what I did. And actually, I wish I'd done this. So maybe because of the mistake I've made, you could make this decision. Or perhaps when I was going through this, when I experienced that time in my life, I had no one, or I isolated myself. So what I would encourage you to do is not feel isolated. There's so many examples I could give, but actually, I hope that you are thinking of something in your own life right now that perhaps you've kept a secret because you felt filled with shame, or you felt embarrassed, or you felt like it's not important. I'm not saying go and shout it on the rooftop, don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is, in relationship with people, to hide those things is almost deceitful, and actually they could be really benefiting from something that you've experienced that God wants to use for good. And right now it's not being used for good because it's been hidden, because it's something you're ashamed of. But actually, when we bring those things into the light in the right environment and with God as on our side and our protector, he can bring light to that darkness and use it for good. And that's the only way these things can be used for good, is because God will breathe on it. And our area of struggle can be our greatest area of power and influence in God. And I just want to do a little disclaimer. When you share with people, this is about you offering them preparation, but it should never be about expectation. So you can share your story and you can share your experience and you can encourage people towards a better decision. But actually, we should never put expectations onto other people. And I say that because when we expose ourselves, we can then expect people to take on what we should have done and make all the decisions we make. But actually, those people are still themselves, and those people still have to make their own choices. But I encourage you to still be that person, that unprepared hero that can bring some preparation into other people's lives. And allowing people to see what you've walked through and how you walked through should definitely be there for them to consider for their own life and their own choice. So I just want you to embrace that you were once unprepared, but now you can be an unprepared hero, because you can help other people bring preparation into their lives for the things that they're going to face. And I just want to finish on asking you, What were you unprepared for, and how can you use it now to help others that come after you or are journeying alongside you, going through something similar, or you know they're going to come up against some things and they need some wisdom? How can you help use your unpreparation to be their preparation? Okay, thank you. I'm just going to invite Rach up to finish off the gathering.